Wait a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. So this story is that a body was found in the wheel well of a U.S. Airways jet at San Francisco International Airport. The unidentified man was discovered a few minutes after landing late Monday. It was not known how he died or whether he was a stowaway. The flight, which was Flight 741, originated at London's Gatwick Airport, made a stop in Pittsburgh before landing in San Francisco at 9:13 p.m. Maybe it's a safe bet to say the guy got, you know, stowed away on the wheel well or wherever in Pittsburgh, because they have to drop the gear and open it up again, don't they? Although, I don't know. A mechanic checking possible hydraulic leak found the man in the 767 center wheel well, which is about 15 feet wide and 20 feet long, airport duty manager Mike Towell said. Last August, a man survived a freezing flight across the Pacific in the wheel well of an Air France jet that landed at Los Angeles International Airport. The flight originated in French Polynesia. Stowing away in an airliner wheel well is often fatal. When the wheels retract, the area is enclosed, but it's not pressurized, so there's limited oxygen, and it's very, very cold. Now, you, sir, you work as a ground supervisor. Do you supervise baggage?
I'm a ground crew supervisor, yes, sir.
And what do you think causes, or what do you think is the... Now, you said that you thought this has a lot to do with the service people are getting at on airlines.
Well, I'm just speaking in from my experience working as a ground crew supervisor and watching what's happening at the airports. The service, Phil, on airlines is atrocious. The seating and reservation infrastructure is really falling apart. And now you have passengers becoming so disillusioned, and in some instances becoming abused by flight personnel, that they become disoriented. We've seen this many times where an individual becomes disoriented. This poor man probably wandered outside the jetway.
And so you think the guy that was found in the wheel well of this jet was a passenger? I mean, a potential passenger?
I believe that what happened was the guy probably wandered outside the jetway, got lost, and wound up trying to crawl into the jet by way of the wheel well and got trapped. And we've seen it before when people panic in a fire. You see people lose their bearings in a snowstorm. You see people get disoriented when there's a lack of oxygen. Animals get disoriented when they cross the highway, when they get in the headlights. I've seen the way that these ticket people treat passengers, and something needs to be said about it.
All right. Now, just keep in mind what you're saying. I mean,
I know what I'm saying, and I think something needs to be said.
You're saying that the people abuse the people, the passengers so much, the ticket people, the reservation people abuse the passengers so much, they become disoriented.
They become disoriented. Many of them will wander off the jetway, not knowing where they are. I think that that's what.
Well, when's the last time we heard about a guy crawling into the wheel well of a jet after being abused by a ticket agent?
I've seen people so humiliated by ticket agents that they suddenly lose all sense of themselves. They don't know who they are. And they sit down and they go out under the jetway, they walk down, they crawl up into the wheel well.
I mean, this sounds fantastic. I can understand. Are they drunk? Are they?
No, I don't know whether they're drunk or not, but I think something needs to be said. And that's why I'm on saying this.
And you're a baggage, you're a ground crew supervisor.
That's correct. I supervise baggage and handling of bags off the jet at the jetway to the carousels. And I just think something needs to be said.
All right. Well, what is your name?
Phil, my name's Brad Rifkin.
All right. And you're claiming that this guy that was found in the wheel well of this jet became so disoriented after taking abuse.
Well, if you think about it, after running the gauntlet of airport personnel, from the curbside red caps to the ticket agents to the security people with their beeping and their wands to the gate people, and so you walk down the jetway, and then you see the flight attendant shaking you down for your boarding pass, and then you wait for that guy to put his bag in the overhead compartment who's standing there in front of you. You sit in your seat. You try to get the air from the vent. You try to muscle a little space on the armrest. After a while, I'm telling you, it's a wonder that anybody survives the flight. And now this poor guy, I really believe that what happened was the poor devil just
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're talking to this gentleman about this is a ground crew, a ground supervisor, right?
That's correct.
Named Brad Rifkin, and...
What is sad is that they pay to be treated like that.
This guy that was found in the wheel well of a jet, and they have found other people in the wheel wells of jets, you're saying it's possible they became disoriented after taking abuse from flight attendants.
Either it's the gate people, or it's I don't think it's flight attendants, because I think it's very unlikely that you would be able to get off the plane only to wander back down off the plane onto the tarmac and then up into the wheel well. But I do think that they become so humiliated and abused that they start looking around for another way onto the plane. I don't know what it is.
Is there a psychological name that this phenomenon has?
No, I know that, for instance, Mr. Henry, they started to put latch releases in the trunks of cars because a lot of businessmen who were coming home from intercontinental flights were locking themselves in the trunks of their own cars because they forgot. They thought they were getting into their car and they were so tired. And I think a lot of people are tired, too. They're tired from the international flight. This is my industry, but I think some changes have to happen. I can't tell you how many people I have to get away from the wheel well of a jet.
Wait, what was the thing you said about guys getting into the trunks of their own cars? Now, I know that people lock themselves in the trunks of their cars.
They're so jet-lagged, a lot of these people, they crawl into the trunk of the car and lock the car, the trunk, and then they go, oh, Jesus, I'm in my trunk, you know. And the same thing happens, I'm sure, with a lot of these people that go in the wheel wells. They don't...
They suddenly realize they're not sitting in their seat, they're sitting in a wheel well.
I believe it. It's a syndrome that is, the FAA's talked about, a wandering passenger syndrome, where the passenger just wanders after taking so much crap, so much abuse from some mealy-mouthed ticket agent, some rude piece of crap.
We've all flown, and we've all experienced varying degrees of frustration with all aspects of the flight experience. Now, I personally have never been so abused that I, or so felt that I was so abused that I became disoriented, and that's what you're talking about.
It is a very definite thing. You do become disoriented.
So one would forget where one is, and...
You forget where you are, and you start... You think you're getting on the plane and you're getting into the wheel well.
You actually think you're walking down an aisle and sitting in your seat when in point of fact you're crawling up into the wheel well.
Yeah, and what's the part that's crazy about it is that you have to climb up the tire and climb up. You got to climb into it. And there's no airline seat that I know of that you got to climb up a tire to, you know.
I understand. 1-800, hold on for a minute, Brad, since you work in the business. This guy's a ground crew supervisor, and he says that the reason why they found that body in the wheel well of a jet at San Francisco Airport is it's possible it was a passenger so disillusioned and disoriented from the abuse he had to take from the ticket agent that he forgot where he was going, and he got into the wheel well instead of sitting in his seat. Now, this is not to say that all ticket agents are bad. This is not to say that flight attendants are bad. We all know that this is an industry that, you know, more and more you're treated like you're riding a bus. And maybe there's the odd time when the abuse gets a little much for a passenger that he decides he'd rather go to his destination in a wheel well than have to sit and listen to a flight attendant. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. What?
I swear to God, it's...
All right, hold on for a minute. We're back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Brad, who is a ground crew supervisor. You say you saw a guy sitting in the wheel well of a 767 doing what?
He was disoriented, Dan. He had apparently found his way up into the wheel well and was asking for a vodka tonic.
Asking for a drink?
Yeah. That's the kind of abuse I think a lot of these people are taking. And I just want to say something about it because I work in the industry.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about a man who was found in the wheel well of a body that was found in the wheel well of a 767. This gentleman, Brad, who's a ground crew supervisor, says that a lot of passengers wander into the wheel wells of jets because they're so badly abused by ticket takers and ground personnel, they become disoriented. Here is John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. John, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I don't know who this guy is, and I don't know how long he's been in the industry, but he's...
How long you worked in the industry, Brad?
10 years.
Ten years.
Brad, I got over 3 times on you, and I have never, ever seen anything like you're even trying to describe.
Well, it's getting worse. The way that passengers are being treated is getting worse.
No, I think the way the airlines are treating their employees is getting worse, and you sound like a really frustrated employee.
Well, I'm not. I think there's a lot wrong with our industry, and I don't know. If you haven't seen people crawling up into a wheel well, then I feel sorry for you because, I mean, how many times has this happened in the last year?
Brad, in the first place, how does a person get on the ramp?
Let me ask
you something. You're not doing your job if they're getting on a ramp.
Well, I'm supervising baggage handling. I'm not exactly working security.
So you're working on the ramp, and your job is security.
How come I had to promise a guy, literally, I had to get this guy up? He wanted a pillow.
Okay.
He's sitting in the wheel well of a jet.
So what's the matter with calling a cop?
Well, absolutely you call a cop. But why is he there in the first place?
Right. How did he get there is what I want.
Because he got abused and disoriented
by some mealy-mouthed
ticket taker.
He got a little bit drunk at the desk. Somebody got lax in their security up above, and somehow or another he got down on a ramp. And the first thing that should have happened got on a ramp,
you know the broads
he should have been challenged.
You know the broads that work those ticket counters.
I know the what that worked them ticket counters.
You know that. Come on, quit playing it like you're some kind of a gentleman.
I'm not a gentleman, but I do respect the people I work with.
You know what we call them when we're on the job.
I know what I call them all the time.
What? Well,
I call them coworkers.
I'm not using that word.
I call them coworkers.
Well, wait, let's just say women. How about that? You mean women?
Well, yeah, women.
Okay.
What's the percentage of women, and they're yapping.
They get into some guy's face. He's got a connector from wherever, and he doesn't know. And they're blah blah blah. I call what we call them in the business, Phil. We call them the ticket bitches. And it,
will you what?
Yeah, sure. That's what we call it, right, John?
No, I've never heard
bull crap.
This guy's got a hard on all of a sudden. I'm sorry.
Look at you with your language. You know,
can we stick to the subject here?
Okay.
And the subject is what? The subject is what? I mean, this gentleman has worked on the ground crew. You've never seen this, right, John?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, in 10 years' time, I had a guy who asked for a pillow and another guy asked for vodka tonic sitting up in the wheel well.
Okay.
And as a baggage handler, you can't imagine how many people I've had to peel out of a baggage cart because some gate person directed them outside.
What airport do you work at?
I'm not the guy. Did you tell me?
I don't want you to say because I don't want to get sued. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. So
let me say this: whichever airport you're working at, your security is in desperate need of an update.
That may be, but why are these people so abused that they think a wheel well is a seat?
They don't.
See, yes, they do.
These people are idiots to begin with.
Well, yeah, the people taking the ticket pitches are.
I don't want to hear that again.
What?
I don't want to hear that ticket thing again.
Okay, I have worked in airports
from
Atlanta, Georgia, Memphis,
okay,
Honolulu.
And you never saw a guy crawl up into a wheel.
Now, I have seen people get onto the ramp in error. But I have never seen an airport where people were not immediately challenged by somebody on the ground and then directed back off the field.
All right, thanks for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. So there's a difference of opinion there.
Well, it's a difference in experience. But in the last 10 years, see, he's been in 40 years. And in the last 10 years, he sounds like an older guy. I'm sure he's very nice. But the older you get, you start marking time, and maybe he's not paying attention like he should. But
I don't want to start to characterize the man's, abilities, all right?
Well, but the older you get, you don't notice people sitting in a wheel well. I'd have my eyes checked or something.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Christy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Well, I work for Top 10 Airline. I love my job. I just wish everyone were as conscientious as me.
Go ahead, Christy.
Yes, actually, I was just thinking that...
Okay, ma'am, your phone is really muffled. Do you have your hand over it or something?
No, I'm sorry. I'm on a cell phone, and I'm calling from San Diego.
Okay, that's better. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just absolutely appalled that this person would think that someone would be so disoriented that they would call up or that they would climb up into a wheel well.
Why is that appalling? I don't understand. Why is that appalling?
I don't think anybody's that stupid, and I don't think anybody is that disoriented.
You know what, I don't have the time to give you an education about life, okay? If you haven't seen it, maybe you ought to get out more.
Oh, trust me, I get out plenty, and
all right.
I'm not.
Well, you know what? People are that
but
stupid.
Let me tell you,
people
I
are
think
that stupid.
It was probably. I
now,
think
do you
it
work
was
in the airline industry?
A child.
Do you work in the airline industry?
I wouldn't do your job if my life.
No, I'm asking you.
It.
Do you work in the? You know what?
Christy, you need to have a conversation here, okay, and not try to be funny. He asked you a question. Do you work in the airline industry?
No, I don't. I'm a computer
all right.
technician.
Then you don't know anything.
Well, that's not the case. I mean, she.
No, she doesn't know anything. You ever heard of sleepwalking, ma'am?
Pardon me?
Do you know what sleepwalking is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you think that can happen? Somebody sleepwalks off of a plane, goes into the wheel well, it can happen.
Well, all right, Christy, thank you. Here is Diana on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes.
Brad, is that your name?
Yes.
It is my opinion, and I have been sleep deprived many, many times and have flown the next day. I was a court reporter, deposition reporter, and flew all over the country. The transcript had to be delivered the next morning. I was up all night, and I flew back home without 3 days without sleep. But I was never disoriented enough to climb up into a wheel well. And you're saying, now,
well,
now you're saying
how do you
someone...
know? First of all, I'm not talking about you, am I? I'm talking about people that have been abused by ground personnel.
Well, I've been abused also. I've been through
I've
everything
been saying
possible
that I've seen
at the
more
airport.
Zombie-like people floundering around the tarmac than you can imagine.
Okay, everybody's phone is really
Every
bad
time.
Tonight. I can't understand you, ma'am. Here is Chris on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have been a baggage handler in San Diego for about 10 years. And I know for a fact...
You never saw anybody try to crawl into a wheel well?
No, and I'm amazed that people do. I'm not denying that people have done that. Obviously, people have. But it is very, very difficult to get out onto the tarmac. You've got tarmac supervisors.
Right.
You've got other baggage handlers. You've got security.
Right.
And
you've
anybody
got a lot of
that
people
we
fall
see
asleep on a job. Yeah.
We are right on.
A lot of people fall asleep on a job. Absolutely. But I can tell you right now, Phil, that the ground personnel...
The other guy said it very well. It sounds like you got a problem with these ticket takers and flight attendants.
All,
I do.
It's different whether you're saying, can somebody get in the wheel where... Technically, it is if they're very, very stealthy about it.
Right.
However,
but you don't realize the
if you're
abuse
just
the
wandering out aimlessly because you're pissed off at a ticket agent,
yeah. We're
going to get right on you. There's no, it's obvious.
Well, and what if you don't? What if you don't? What if the one in a million chance you don't? Next thing you know, you got a guy sitting up in a wheel well, not because he's trying to stow away, but because he thinks that's where his seat is.
Well, that's perfectly ridiculous
that?
Because it's not easy to get into a wheel well at all. And again, I'm amazed that people can actually do it because you have to be, I mean, you really, really have to want to get up in the wheel well.
You want to get on the plane. People obviously think the plane's taken off.
Well, obviously.
Well, how disoriented can they be when they think the wheel well is their seat?
That's the kind of crap they're taking from those ticket bitches.
And quit using that term, please.
And by the way, I've never heard my supervisor use that term. I don't know what airport you work for.
Well...
That's not very respectful for other people in the industry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Get along pretty well.
I'm sorry, but we'll tell you this: that I have worked very hard to try to be friends with everybody, and they, you know.
Well, these ticket women. What do you ask them out on a date or something?
At the odd time, yeah.
And they're turning you down.
Maybe why?
Oh, so now we're angry at them.
Oh, you think that's.
Well, no, that's pretty funny.
What's funny about that?
Well, no wonder you're thinking that. I mean, I don't know what it's like to work with you or for you, but no wonder you're calling them that. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I keep my eyes open. I see a guy get into the wheel well. I know he wants a drink.
Well, if
yeah,
you see him in the wheel well,
too
well,
many
get
drinks.
The hell out of there.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You know, you hear in the news, this is the Phil Henry Show, you hear in the news about people, bodies falling out of the wheel wells of airplanes, bodies found in the wheel wells of airplanes, people still alive found in the wheel wells of an airplane. We have with us on the line here, and we've been talking with him for the last half hour, Brad Rifkin. He is a ground supervisor. He's a ground crew supervisor at an airport. We're not going to say where, because frankly, I don't need the, you know, I don't need the trouble, Mr. Rifkin. But you're telling me that the reason why these bodies are getting up in there is the people are so badly abused and talked to and treated by the ground personnel, like ticket agents, like security people, etc., that they get disoriented and wander into the wheel well of an aircraft.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay. You've also said that you've asked out some of these women who work at the ticket counter and they've turned you down.
That is correct, yeah.
How do we know you're not just angry at these women?
No, it's not. Yes, they've made me angry, and yes, I have been rejected by them. But if they had gone out with me, then I would have kept a wrap. A lot of these people, they're keeping it under wraps because they don't want anybody to know that people are crawling up into the wheel well thinking it's their seat. But because these women won't go out with me, now I'm telling the press what I know, that people go onto the tarmac because they're so angry at the ticket agent, they would rather sleep in the wheel well than sit in that seat.
Oh, so now they're actively choosing the wheel well rather than
have to talk to a flight attendant?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Rather than have to deal with that bitch, they would...
Would you watch your language, please? Because...
I'm sorry.
Because what you're saying is so outrageous, they would rather sleep in the wheel well of a jet, freeze to death, maybe not even breathe, than have to what?
Than even have to look at some of these flight attendants because they're so rude. And they're very rude, and I know they're rude.
Because they've refused to go out with you on a date.
That really doesn't play that much. It's true, but it's not playing into what I'm saying.
No, not much.
Mr. Henry, you know, your inference is that I'm lying.
My inference is that you're being a little self-serving here, sir. Kim, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Kim, go ahead.
Yes, your name is Brad?
She's talking to you.
Yeah,
okay,
Brad, Mr. Rifkin,
I initially called Brad because of the allegations you were making about people being mistreated by personnel at the airport.
Exactly.
Now, I just hear a comment saying that you're now going to the press with this because the women don't go out with you.
I have asked these women out to a very tasteful evening to go out for a steak dinner, and now they don't want to go out with me? I'm going on the Phil Henry Show tonight and other media to talk about what I know, that people are stowing away in the wheel wells of jets rather than even have to look at a flight attendant. That's how bad the service is.
No, I think it's the other way around. You don't want to look at a flight attendant. That's the issue. That's the bottom line
if
here.
If they were on their hands and knees, okay. I mean, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What hands and knees? What?
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 I don't know what I just heard.
You're saying I don't want to look at them? Yeah.
No. They don't want to look at you.
No, you said I don't want to look at
you're
them.
Referring, yeah, because they're you are referring
I don't want to, look
to them
at
as
them.
Bitches. You're referring to women as bitches.
Well, how come they don't go out with me, and how come they won't say nothing about people thinking they're in their seat when they're in a wheel well?
Sir, I think the only woman you can get right now talking like this is a prostitute.
What?
I think the only woman you can get these days is a prostitute.
How much did you charge?
By you.
Okay. Yes. That is way out of line.
I was joking.
What did you say?
He said, how much do you charge?
I was joking.
Oh, no.
I was joking.
All right. Thanks for your call. Here is Doug on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Doug, he's got his radio turned up. Try and get that guy squared away if you wouldn't mind, Mike, terribly much. Lisa, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi. Go ahead.
I wonder if the people in the wheel well have tickets, or if he's called them a stowaway a couple times.
They have tickets.
I also wanted to comment that I fly from Detroit to Atlanta and LAX quite frequently, and sometimes to Omaha, Nebraska, where I live now. I would say I fly once or twice
have
a month
you,
for the
but
last...
But you get disoriented on a flight?
I have never been mistreated once.
You know something, Mr. Henry? You have got people calling your show tonight who are related to people in the travel business, related to people in the airlines, because this is bull crap.
I have never, I'm not related to the airlines. I have nothing to do with the airlines except that I fly.
And you never had a flight attendant get up in your face about, come on,
no.
Sit down and buckle your seatbelt and that kind of
no,
stuff.
No, they always, well, first of all, I try to follow. When the captain says, please sit down and buckle your seatbelt, I try to do so.
Well, what if you got to go to the bathroom?
Then I wait until they tell me I can get up.
Are you telling me you're holding it in? There's no woman that can hold it in. Okay? If you got to go to the bathroom.
Wait a minute. If the seatbelt light is on and you need to go to the bathroom, you get up and go to the bathroom. Don't you, ma'am? I mean,
don't tell her. No, don't put words in her mouth.
If the seatbelt light is on and I need to go to the bathroom, I wait until the seatbelt light is off.
You see, that's the abuse I'm talking about. That's the abuse I'm talking about. That you got to sit there and hold it in.
I have to wait five minutes to use the restroom.
Now, how do you know it's five minutes?
Abuse.
It could be a half hour. You don't know how long the thing is.
That's not abuse.
I'm sorry.
Ma'am. That's not.
You'd rather sleep in the wheel well of a plane than have to hold in a bowel movement or something. What, for 5 hours? Come on. Never happened.
Okay.
All right.
The leave your seatbelt light is never on for 5 hours. Never.
If the turbulence is bad enough.
Look, Lisa, you're making a good point. Generally, you can get up after they turn it off.
She's related to a pilot.
I have to say that if a person is driven to climb up in the wheel well by a stewardess or a ticket agent, they obviously were imbalanced in the first place.
No.
Because people are always polite. Is a jerk and a slob.
All right. Thank you for your call.
What?
You're not convincing anybody that this is even remotely the case. People crawling up into the wheel well of a jet because they thought it was their seat.
They go up into the wheel well of the jet because they would rather sleep there than have to even spend 1 second looking at somebody's these cranky, freaky, frightening-looking flight attendants. And
you're a ground. You work on a ground crew. How often do you fly?
I don't fly anymore. I drive. But I'll tell you, the next time I fly, I'm crawling up into the wheel well of a jet.
Yeah, up into the wheel well of the jet.
You bet. And they torment you by telling you they're going to be serving dinner, and then the portion you get wouldn't feed a 2-year-old, and they say, "Hey, we're going to have an in-flight movie." Oh, really? What is it? Free Willy. I think they should all rot.
All right, hold on for a minute. Dave, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello,
Hello.
Dave.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Dave.
Well, in the first place, this guy hasn't proved that these people are feeling that way about ticket takers or anybody else.
It's just
his opinion.
I proved it when the guy asked me for the drink.
Well, I don't think that proves anything.
The guy sitting in the wheel well of a plane and says, "Could I have a pillow, please?" What's that mean?
I wasn't there. I don't know.
It means he thinks he's in his seat.
I doubt it.
Oh, come on.
You have to be nutty as a fruitcake to think that. In the first place...
How about when you're on the plane, Dave, and they say, and our in-flight movie is Free Willy?
So?
Don't you feel that that's elder abuse? Isn't that elder abuse?
Just a minute.
I have flown 100,000 miles all around the country and all around the world. I have never seen anything like that in the cabin of an airplane.
Did you ever see Free Willy in flight?
What's Free Willy?
It's a lousy movie, that's what it is, and they show it.
I never watched movies on flight. I just sit there and sleep.
No, you don't see the in-flight movie?
No.
They had Nevada Smith 1 year. It was fantastic.
I don't watch movies anyway. They're no good. They don't mean anything.
They had Nevada Smith and Reservoir Dogs.
Well, you forget about that.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Well, what we're talking about here is the abuse that we take on airplanes.
Well, I have flown 100,000 miles all over the world, and I have never been abused on an airplane. Never.
Okay, so you never got a bag of peanuts.
Well, so what? What's a bag of peanuts? So what?
That is clear elder abuse.
No, I don't think it's abuse.
Oh, Jesus, this guy is...
What's wrong with a bag of peanuts?
You offer you a bag of peanuts, take the peanuts and eat them. So
you eat the peanuts. What's wrong with that?
Wait a minute, let me just so I'm clear. Both you guys eat the peanuts they give you?
Yeah.
I don't. I eat them.
I eat them. I don't. I eat them.
I don't. Well, I'll tell you what I do. I eat them.
Well, that makes three of us.
That's not what you guys said.
Yes, we did.
Well, I must be confused. Is this the Phil Hendry Show?
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
You're Dave, right?
Yes.
Didn't you just say you eat the peanuts?
Certainly.
Yes.
Well, I saw a really good...
Before.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I saw this really beautiful chick walking down the street the other day, and I'd eat the peanuts right...
Okay, that's it, man. I'm done with him.
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
Yeah, I don't either, Dave. He's a nutcase.
guess so.
Imagine the fact the guy thinks that a guy crawls up into the wheel well of a jet.
That's ridiculous.
Is that goofy or what?
That's ridiculous.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm retired now. I'm 92 years old. I don't do anything anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sounds like good. This sounds like a lot of fun.
I do. I write books, but other than that...
Oh, you write books? Yeah. Anyone that we'd have read?
No, they weren't in bookstores. I sell them by mail.
I got you, pal. Oh, you got a website?
Yeah. Well, I don't need a website, no.
Oh, you just do people write in and they ask for your book?
Yeah.
And then they mail it out to you? Yeah. What's the name of your book?
Well, I have 12 novels out.
Huh?
I have 12 novels out.
What's that again?
12 novels. 12.
How many? You got 10 novels?
12.
I'm joking around. Well, listen, Dave, good luck to you, okay, pal?
Thanks. I'll talk to you again.
Thanks for calling. All right, bye-bye. Sounds like he was really starting to fade out there, and I am not in the mood to torture some old poor guy like that. Sounds like a nice guy. And get that Brad nut out of here. Eat the peanuts, right? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. And we just got this word in that Shelby Lynn won Best New Artist of the Year, the Best New Artist Grammy. Country singer Shelby Lynn, who crossed over into the pop market last year with her acclaimed I Am Shelby Lynn, won the Best New Artist Grammy at the awards ceremony Wednesday. Now, and if I messed up the Grammys for you, that's tough. Okay, there's a lot better awards. In fact, I'll prove it to you, because Best New Artist is generally the award that is given to the people who will never be heard from again. Although that's not necessarily the case. Here, then, is a list of Best New Artists down through the years. Tell me if you know where they are. Now, last year's Best New Artist was guess who? Not guess who, but who? Well, it wasn't the who either, but... Well, you know what I'm trying to say. Christina Aguilera. 2000. She's still around. She's still doing well. 1999, not that I would know it, but I guess she's still doing well. 1999, Lauryn Hill. Although Lauryn Hill ain't done squat. Everybody knows who she is, but what's she doing? She ain't done jack. 1998, Paula Cole. Is she the one that did that good cowgirls, all the guys are cowboys? What the hell was that? Where have all the cowboys gone? 1997, Leanne Rimes. Now, these are country artists, so I don't know. Maybe she's kicking ass. I wouldn't know it. She could be a billion seller in the country charts because I don't listen to the music. I don't know. Well, I take that back. I do listen to the music because Kelly, who runs the music for the Blair Garner Show, is blasting it in my ear every day. As I walk into the office, I can't help but know what the hits are because she's got her office door open and she's got the thing cranked to patent pending, and whether I like it or not, I'm going to hear it. And I can close my office door, but then there ain't no air conditioning in there and it turns into a freaking sauna in 15 seconds. Okay. 1996, Hootie and the Blowfish. They had that one album. Two albums? Name a song. They really had the one, didn't they? All right, 1995, Sheryl Crow. You know, she's kind of like, whatever. 1994, Toni Braxton. She's still, you know, popping. 1993, here's a band you haven't heard squat from, Arrested Development. That was the number one band in 93, and they have died. 1992, Mark Cohn, C-O-H-N. Mike's nodding his head. Oh, yeah, I got 10 of his albums. Who is he? What is he? Why is he? He's a folk singer. Oh, that's sure to guarantee that the guy is going to be a million seller for years to come. He's a folk singer. 1991 was Mariah Carey, and, of course, she has been through her changes. 1990... Millie Vanilli, and it was revoked. Now, I love that because they were tremendous. I don't care if they didn't sing their own music. How come they got the thing taken away? You know, the cat that ought to have been fired was the guy that gave him the award. Everybody in the Academy of whatever the hell it's called should have been canned out of the gig because they gave that to those cats. 1989, Tracy Chapman. Is she still, she's doing a commercial for Ford, isn't she? 1988, Jody Watley. Is that another country person? 1987, here's a guy, nowhere, Bruce Hornsby in the Range. Where's he? Forget it. He was good, too. Here's one of the all-time greats, and of course, she's just had a, what a, I don't know, 1986 Sade. Yeah, what a killer act, huh? One song, man, that was it. That's why people traditionally hated the Grammys, and that's the mound of manure they got to dig themselves out from. Wow, when do we got to break? When do we got to do the thing? Okay. All right, where are we now? 1985, Cyndi Lauper. Yeah, that, whatever. 1984, Culture Club. All of these people that you don't know where they are. 1983, Men at Work. Remember that band? Well, then you're the only one that does. 1982, here's a great one, Sheena Easton. Jesus. 1981, Christopher Cross, he kicked ass. And hey, 1980, she's still going strong. She's still phenomenal. Ricky Lee Jones, not. Anyway, we'll have more of this crap tomorrow.
I am sitting here just absolutely flabbergasted with this guy that's on the radio talking about his favorite race car driver. I am not a race car fan, but now listen, sir, I have the airwaves. I think you need to be quiet.
You should be more respectful of people.
I'm going to continue. This person needs to get off the air.
What about you?
And let him.
What about you?
Go get a decent idea of what common respect and courtesy is towards someone who just lost his life.
And I mentioned
and his family.
To the family.
I am sure that both of these race car drivers were excellent, and Mr. Petty probably is.
What?
It's coming unglued in his seat listening to this person tear down.
I'm asking RC, Dale Earnhardt lost his life.
Oh, so in other words, Richard Petty can't be given respect about being a good race car driver.
Mr. Petty has probably got more respect for Mr. Earnhardt than you could ever imagine.
And you don't know anything about racing.
I certainly do not, but I know about human kindness, and I know about human well-worth, and I know that you're not worth a piece of crap.
Well, you think this guy peed beer the way they're talking about
him. Well, you act like you belong behind a mental institution, sir.
Ma'am, all I'm saying is that Richard Petty, number 43...
I think you need to get a grip on reality.
Don't you ever remember seeing
you
him on
TV? You need to get a grip on reality.
Hi,
nobody is tooting anybody's horn here. A man lost his life. He's got a family that's probably in grief.
That's racing.
And they don't need to hear some lunatic like you out there trying to make a race car out of somebody's death.
A race car?
Yeah, a race car riot out of somebody's death.
No, all I'm saying, look.
We're not talking about who's
Dale Earnhardt,
here.
He wasn't
we're talking
bad.
About a human being that lost his life.
Ma'am,
that's the bottom line.
I can tell you this. If you met Richard Petty, you'd lubricate. And
all right,
you know
that's
what?
Way
you
out of line. That's
you are totally foul.
Way
sir.
Out of
and,
line.
You know, Mr. Royal, I think you need to get him off the air.
Mr. Royal? What show do you think you're calling? I'm sorry, sir.
I'm
Phil Henry.
I really apologize.
Well, that's perfectly fine.
But I think this man
ma'am, I think you owe Richard Petty an apology on account of you.
I really don't
want to
listen to his lunacy anymore.
Bill Henry.
The place is here. I'm not going to order him pizza.
Dry your tears. The time is now. The place is here.
It's a big do sandwich, and we all got to take a bite.
Now you're.